A fine example of poetic language can be found in James Joyce's Ulysses. The last chapter after Molly describes Leopold's marriage proposal. So simple, yet so beautiful. Then I asked him with my eyes, yes. To say yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes. And drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad, and yes. I said yes, I will, yes.
Yes!
Like they had a Pistons game.
I tell you.
Excuse me. Yes, Duane.
I'm sorry, but I think Mr. Joyce gets a little carried away with all this. Yes, I said yes. She said yes. We all said yes.
You get the point. I mean, not only that, the last chapter was all one sentence. Where is the punctuation?
It's called creative license.
Where I went to school, it's called a D in grammar.
Duane, tell me something. Do you like Michael Jordan?
Hey, well, who doesn't?
Piston fans?
That's because my man Air lives in the clouds. Now, when Jordan leaps, he's got time to wave to the fans, call his wife, flip some pancakes, do a 360, and then slam the ball into the hoop.
But the point of the game is to get the ball into the basket. What does it matter that he can stay in the air so long?
It's the difference between just another 2 points and art.
Exactly. James Joyce, Michael Jordan, creative license. Whitley.
Mr. Mann.
No, Paul. I told you all to call me Paul.
My favorite apostle, Paul. I feel the last passage represents the personification of love, the eternal affirmation of passion, a world without commas, colons, and semicolons, where love is just one long refrain. Yes, yes, yes.
Please, please, please. Excuse me, Paul. The only reason I'm in this class is because they won't let me graduate without it. I'm a mathematician, a man of science. Poetry is useless in my life.
Duane, I disagree. Poetry is far from useless. In South Africa, I was forbidden to read James Joyce, James Baldwin, Langston Hughes, Robert Louis Stevenson, even our own national poets, because their ideas might have stimulated thought and opened my mind.
You're forbidden to read Langston Hughes.
In a repressive society, someone who makes people think can be very dangerous. Now, fortunately, you all live in a free society, but freedom has its price. Your assignment for Monday is to write a poem.
Oh, wait a minute, man. It's bad enough we gotta read them. Now we gotta write them, too.
Well, look, don't look so worried, Duane. It doesn't have to be Shakespeare. Your poems can be any length, any style. The point is, be creative.
Does that mean I can have someone else write it?
Does that mean you want to take this course for a fourth time?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
I have a messy Melvin burger with cheese and enough onions to make my mother cry.
Oh, make that two in a soda. No, wait. Pull the onions off mine.
See, now I never did like you.
What are we looking at?
Nothing.
Nothing. I call Freddie Brooks something.
She might be.
Come on, Ernest, you've seen her 100 times. When did this happen?
Somewhere around 56, but I wasn't really sure until 97.
The email wants some flay.
All right, 2 Mr. Mel, one without onion.
All right, I'll take the onion. Every time I try to talk to her, Moldy Locks gets there before me.
He's the editor of the Hillman Chronicle. He's hairy and heavy.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
What do they have in common? Okay, so they're both artists. So neither one of them combs their hair. Okay, so they both wear clothes of Salvation Army throughout. You're in trouble, cuz.
Okay, so you've got your plastic container, your plastic fork, plastic ketchup package. Probably got plastic ketchup. Okay. Now, it's all non-biodegradable, and it's all for one messy Melvin burger to go.
It's incredible. You know, you could call your collage Planet to Go.
Using ecology to get over? That is weak.
Winston, to me, this represents the communion between art and garbage.
You really understand my art, Rootsie?
Oh, I do.
Didn't you really understand me?
I do.
And now I want to understand you better.
Well, there's not that much to understand. I'm a redhead and a vegetarian.
Listen, how'd you like to go to the Third World Festival tonight for meals? Lots of great vegetarian dishes, great music.
I'd love to.
Okay, so I'll see you at 7?
7.
And in 1958, with only a $200 investment, my daddy founded the Johnson Automotive Works.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Ernest. It's a great sweater.
Yeah, I got it from the Salvation Army.
Ooh.
You know, something smells good over here, and I know it's not the food.
Well, I don't wear perfume. Maybe it's my soap. It's made with honey and bee pollen. You can earn it.
So, are you free Saturday night? I've got tickets to the game. Maybe afterwards we can grab a bite to eat at a restaurant that doesn't have a drive-through window.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah. Meet you in the dorm lobby at 7. And use that soap.
Wear that sweater.
Man, somebody as ugly as you should never look unhappy.
Yeah. See that poor man over there? He throws in a couple of thou that's here, a couple of thou this there, and a few ruby lips there. And look at, in a minute, these babies are foaming at the mouth.
Man, there's a lot to be said for poetry. I have caught many a fine woman with a well-placed verse.
Walter, I cannot see you sitting around with your woman spouting sonnets.
Oh, no way, man. Sonnets only get you to second base. If you want a whole run, you got to use an ode. That's how I messed up Jaleesa's mind. Let me treat you to one of my favorites. Ode to Jaleesa. J is for the joy you bring me as you pass me by. A is for the association I have with your left and right thigh. L is for your luscious lips as you kiss me tender in the night. E is for the emptiness I feel when things just ain't going right. I already told you about the other E, right? Yeah, boy.
That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
S is for the sexy way you laugh at all my jokes. And A is for the author, thrilling, chilling, always willing, sure enough poet, Walter Oates.
Well, I think I now know why Jaleesa left you standing at the altar.
I see you had a good time with Livingston last night.
Yes, I did. I sure did. Lord knows I did.
Singing in the morning, you must have made some music last night.
Well, Livingston and I won the limbo contest.
Oh, how low did you go?
The most exciting night of my entire life.
Oh, finally, the girl has got some tea to pour.
Sounds like a pot full.
Well, after the festival, we went to Dina's Donuts and we sat.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat. And we sat till the sun came up over that big rotating donut. And I'd finish his sentences and he'd finish mine. And when we were silent, a lot was being said.
So, did you get some of that sweet lip or not?
Kim, there are times when not touching is just as stimulating as touching.
Ah, no sweet lip?
And this is not one of those times.
Sugar in this tea.
Refined sugar.
Oh, well, speaking of fine, Ernest called.
Who? Ernest. I have a date with him tonight.
Whoa.
I can see you at Livingston, but Ernest? He belongs with someone more traditional, someone more goal-oriented, someone like me.
Touch him and you'll draw back a stub.
It's a nub.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. I want both of them. What does that mean?
It means the drought is over.
Come on, Dwayne, this gonna be going on.
Ron, how many languages do I have to use to tell you this? I have work.
But it's a mud wrestling matinee. Thick Thigh Thelma and Nasty Natasha in a grudge match. You know that mud pool's gonna be busy today.
Yeah, without me, I told you I have to write this poem, huh?
Brother, what's your dilemma? I finished mine this morning.
You did?
I really had to push myself on this one. I dug deep, deep into my soul.
You couldn't dig that deep. You're only 5'4".
I'm 5'6". Now, do you want to hear the poem or not?
Okay, enlighten me, please.
In the middle of the night, the sun sleeps.
It's a nice title.
That's the poem, man. You heard what Paul said. Any form, any length. Just put something down and let's go.
What's going to come down is my grade point average.
Well, if Thick Thigh Thelma stays in town, I don't want to graduate.
You may not graduate anyway.
Oh,
Dwayne, is my assignment giving you trouble, or do you always cut your nails that short?
Hey, man, by Monday morning, you can call me Captain Hook.
You know, I ran into Colonel Taylor. He told me you were his prize math student.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel a little cheated not seeing that kind of performance in my class.
Mr. Mann, he teaches something that I like.
Well, if you only wanted to study subjects that you like, you should have gone to a vocational school.
Well, you asked this chair how long I've been here, and the only thing I've written is a date, and that's changed since I sat down.
Writer's block. That's a good sign. Well, I'm off to the mud wrestling matinee.
Wait, I beg your pardon?
Oh, I never miss thick-thighed Thelma. Now, she's truly poetry in motion.
Good luck. Good luck.
Young man, that is not a pillow.
Mm. You got that right. Not only is it too hard to read, it's too hard to sleep on. I thought a look at some Shakespeare might inspire me, but I guess old boy just knocked me out.
How could this boy? Shakespeare's filled with action, adventure, romance.
And who might you be, sir?
William Shakespeare, the author of your pillow. You've drooled on Hamlet.
Wait, wait, wait. You can't be William Shakespeare. You're dead.
But my words live on. I have been roused from my sleep. Sleep that knits the raveled sleeve of care. To, discuss your apathy towards poetry.
I just think it's boring, so.
What exactly do you find boring about Romeo and Juliet?
Can I be truthful?
Truth has a quiet breast.
All right, well, take your boy Romeo. Real people don't act like that. Romeo is a wimp.
Wimp?
He's weak, man. You made Romeo beg. I mean, beg, man. For 10 pages in your balcony scene, he was crawling on his knees, whimpering and crying through the bushes. He probably got runs all in his little tights. All you had to do, may I?
By all means.
Cool. Romeo's down in the bushes, and he's looking up at Juliet, right? This is what you should say. Juliet, thee likes thou, and thou likes thee. Yes, I said yes, woman. Now, why don't me and you go down to the midnight parking lot of Bumpy's and get busy? Simple. You can use that if you want to.
Terribly kind of you. Young man, you have no idea what poetry is. Poetry is passion.
Oh, they got a lot of passion going on down at Bumpy's. Have you ever seen that parking lot?
Poetry fills your dreams with substance. It allows, demands that we not just survive, but that we flourish.
There you go. Now, I study something that you can use in life. Electrical engineering. I'm like the Shakespeare of calculus.
You flatter yourself. I assume you've heard of Leonardo da Vinci.
The artist that painted Mona Lisa? Yeah.
The artist who designed instruments. Musical and surgical, entire towns, domed churches. Leonardo was also a noted theoretical mathematician and an engineer.
Get out of here.
I was Dwayne. Leonardo loved poetry. The power of the pen. Find something you feel passionate about and let your pen give it a voice.
Not again. I'm getting out of here. Hi, Freddie.
Hi, you look nice.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, you look very nice.
I wore this sweater for you.
Ernest, I had a date last night.
Oh, did you have fun?
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you that I feel...
Brooksy. Dolores, perfect timing. Yo, does everyone know each other? Yeah, well, we're off. Yeah, that's a nice sweater, man.
You were saying?
What? Let's go.
Are you planning to wear shoes?
Shoes? My favorite footwear.
Don't even look at him.
Oh, Whitney. Do me a favor.
Dwayne, it is too late for me to write your poem for you.
No, I just want you to read my poem and tell me if you get it.
My, I'm surprised it fills a whole page.
Okay. Just read it and tell me if you get it.
My First Love by Dwayne Cleophas Wine.
Yes. Uncle on my mother's side.
Ah, she's always been a challenge to me for my very first hello. I pursued this woman of mystery, determined she would not be a puzzle to me. Oh, Dwayne.
Keep reading.
I soon found comfort in her complexity. I look into her dark and smoky eyes, admiring her angles and curves, her elliptical lips. I can't read any more of this.
Is it that bad?
It's beautiful.
Get it?
I'll talk to you after class.
Thank you.
Him. Wayne wrote me a love poem. He said I had elliptical lips.
Oh, Lord.
Morning, guys. Morning. Well, since I see you still have hair on your heads, I guess you didn't pull it out writing your poems, huh?
No, but around the second verse, all my chest hairs fell out.
Before we start, I'd like to share a poem with you. I wrote it when I was a freshman in college. I called it After the Hurricane. A tree stands. I just wanted to show you that nothing you could write could be as pitiful as this.
Don't worry, bro, your poem is twice as long.
So, who wants to go first?
Dwayne Wayne has written a wonderful poem.
Dwayne, our first volunteer.
Well, unless anybody else wants to go first, you want to... Oh, God.
Thank you, Whitley.
Okay. My First Love by Dwayne Clwayne. She's always been a challenge to me from our very first hello. I pursued this woman of mystery, determined she would not be a puzzle to me. I soon found comfort in her complexity. I look into her dark and smoky eyes, admiring her angles and curves, her elliptical lips.
Elliptical lips, that's alliteration. It's a wonderful word.
She divides men from boys, adding and subtracting hearts, until alone I stand, her heart in my hand. She is mine. Solve for X, my first love.
Bravo, bravo! The poetic imagery just leaps off the page. Dividing men from boys. I see this woman. I know her.
Whitley, I see no woman at all. The poem is about mathematics.
I think he's right.
No one's talking to you. Mathematics? You can't write a love poem about mathematics. Math is no one's first love.
It's mine.
I thought it was Denise Huxtable.
Paul, please tell this man what his poem's about.
I think all of your interpretations are valid. You see, in a good poem, each of us is able to see what we want to see. Whitley, you saw a woman. Kobe, you saw mathematics. Now, someone else could pick it up and think that
it was too damn long.
The poem can be about many things.
It's about math.
And 200 years from now, someone else will pick it up and have some other meaning entirely.
And it'll still be about math. It'll
still be done.
Of course it's about math. But tell her it's about her. The woman is fine.